Hey, Tad.
Yes, Alex?
Let me tell you about the time me and another friend of mine went to a whorehouse.
Hot dog.
All right. So, years upon years ago, like, it's going to be three now. It was a long time ago. So, was that, what, 2014?
I think it was. Was it the year before or the year after that I went and we hung out for 2 weeks in Boise?
It was after Boise. That was 2013 you hang out in Boise. At the end of 2013.
That's right. I've been here for a long time. It was like the first year I had an actual job and money.
It was like, I just got my job when you came to hang out. It was like my first week there.
And now you've just lost your job.
Yeah, we'll talk about that story some other... Oh, it's not even a funny story. I have no job. Much like how Ted lost his job earlier, now it's my turn. So yeah. Please give us your Patreon money. Pay for my life.
No. It doesn't cost very much. You exist entirely on what? Walmart brand Dr. Pepper, Dr. Thunder.
No, which you is drink Dr. Better. Thunder. I don't like Dr. Thunder. I drink Sprite. I live entirely off Sprite, pizza, and spaghetti.
And Pringles. Don't forget the Doritos, which you had a designated rag for at all times.
Yes. That was a long time ago. That's the old me. I don't eat Pringles or Doritos anymore. It's all about those Goldfish crackers, baby. Goldfish crackers are like my jam now. My aunt comes by with this big fucking like milk carton shaped thing of them. Aw, dude. They're just right here on my desk. When I'm playing Overwatch, I just put my hand in there and just eat them. But enough about telling you about the shitty diet I have. Let's talk about this. So, back to the story. So, years ago, I had my job, and I had money, and I was a virgin, because I'm a loser who sits in his room all day and plays fucking video games. I don't leave the fucking house ever, except to go to work. Or if I'm hungry, I go across the street to buy some food and come back home. You know, living the fucking dream out here.
Same, TBH.
So, I get this idea. Why don't I just pay for like an escort and say fuck it, because I'm a lazy motherfucker. I don't have time for relationships. I don't care about people. Let's just get this over with for the sake of my own ego.
You're a man of efficiency.
Pretty much. Like, I'm not a relationship kind of guy. I've been in a couple, they didn't work because I'm just a dick. As Tad knows from being my friend for so long, I'm a mean motherfucker.
You're basically a piece of shit.
As people say, I'm already 60% Rick.
Now, okay, I mentioned this before, but I'm going to spring it on your ass right now.
Oh, boy.
So, because you're such a terrible... This is just to emphasize what a terrible person you are.
Okay.
So I was at work, and I got, like, a real bad splinter in, like, my toe, I think it was, or something like that. And so I message Alex. I'm like, hey, I'm going to go do some amateur surgery with this knife and this alcohol so I can get this shit out of here. If anything goes wrong, I'm going to give... Here, I want you to call this number for, like, to go get me something because I won't be able to drive because my foot will be all fucked up. And then you're like, nah, fuck that. I'm playing WoW. I'm doing raids. You literally said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be playing World of Warcraft. I don't care if my best friend needs an ambulance. I'm going to play World of Warcraft.
Hey, to be fair,
I'm like, yeah, okay. You know, he's got my back. You know, if I need his help, let me do that. So I go in there and I'm like, ah, fuck. Okay, I don't need it. But luckily I can check my friend. Oh, he said no? Oh, he was too fucking busy playing World of goddamn Warcraft?
Now, in my defense, I was states
away. What defense could you possibly have?
A couple. One, I was states upon states away. I didn't care. Two, I was right. You're still here, aren't you?
Yeah, but if I fucked... I had a razor going into my foot trying to dig this nasty-ass piece of wood.
Post in this thread, villains that did absolutely nothing wrong... Picture
yeah,
me.
Okay, fucking Vriska Circuit. Continue your story.
I am Robbie Rotten. My motives are arguably better than the protagonist. Okay, so the story of me being an awful person. So, I don't even play WoW anymore. So I get the idea, let's just buy an escort. Fuck it, I don't care. So I look into it, because I know the loophole from a long time ago, because I don't even know how I figured this out. Probably my stepdad told me, because my family was just weird. But it's a loophole of how you pay for escort services is that buying hookers is illegal, and like everywhere in America. We all know that. However, how escort services get around that is they run like a massage parlor or something, and you have the girl come to your house to give you a massage, and if they just happen to fuck you, then that's of their own choice. But obviously, you're just paying them to come over and fuck you. It's a loophole. You're paying for the massage service, and the sex is just something that the person wants to do with you of their own choice. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how they get around that. So I figured, I looked into this thing, and while looking through, like, all of this information and shit, like, you could tell this is one of the few times I try for anything. Actually looking up information, looking up all this shit. I was telling my friend about it, too, because he's a loser just like me. And I'm looking around like, huh, interesting. Look at all this what does this comment say? Just go to Nevada. Brothels are legal there. And I'm like, huh, that sounds interesting. So I look into...
Why are they legal in Nevada?
Yes, we actually asked the driver there, because we were curious ourselves. So
I'm imagining like a New York City taxi driver. He's like an Indian dude. He's got the little hat.
No.
He's playing that song that coming out of the radio like maximum volume.
No,
you're shouting over. I'm like, so why is it legal the fuck here?
No. Much like me, he had he didn't have a shaved head like me, but I'd have a head shaved back in this time. I still had hair, but he had a real short haircut. He was just some dude. Like, if he had it any short, he would look like some kind of racist skinhead. Much like me. I'm not racist. So, the reason it's legal in Nevada is because of Las Vegas. Now, it's not legal in Vegas. But because Vegas is pretty much like 80% of all of Nevada's income, the other counties and towns need to be able to survive out in the fucking wasteland. Because remember, Nevada's a fucking desert. It's a dead wasteland from point A to point B. Like, from driving to Vegas to this place was just nothing but death. Like, oh my god. All I saw were a couple of Joshua trees and sand.
Joshua trees?
It's this weird tree that grows out in the desert. It's, like, endangered. I only know what it's called because of a thing I saw on the news. Like, years ago. But, like, it just had nothing but those trees and death everywhere. Just rocks and sand. It was like fucking Tatooine out in Nevada, dude. Like, it's just death.
Wasn't Tatooine the ice one?
No, was Hoth. No, that's Hoth. Tatooine was the sand planet the fucking Darth Vader grew up on, Luke Skywalker.
Or Nibiru, or whatever.
Nibiru's where the Jar Jar Binks people are. The Gungans.
I just made that up because I was thinking of Legend of Zelda. Is that a real thing? Nibiru?
It's just memeing. It's called, like, Naboo or something. Like, it's not Nibiru. It's just, like, Naboo, I think. I don't remember off the top of my head. Star Wars fans, please correct us. So they have to compete with Vegas. So the only way that they can think of to get more as much money, or at least close to as much money as Vegas, is to let people legally have brothels. Because that gives a shitload of money. When you have that option, damn right people are going to take it, right? And so that's why it's just so they don't become dead desert towns and they just become a fucking wasteland besides Vegas. So I'm looking up all this stuff. I'm talking to my friend about it. Now I don't want to go all the way out there alone because I'm scared to go all the way to Vegas in this whorehouse by myself with my fucking Walmart money. Like holy shit. Like, there, I'm worried about so many things going wrong, because I'm a worrywart kind of guy, except, you know, sometimes, like when Tad needs surgery, I don't care then.
Yeah, you're a worrywart when it doesn't, you know, when it involves you alone and not anyone else, because you couldn't give less of a fuck about anyone else, fucking Aridin Ampora.
I am, Rick. I need that Szechuan chicken McNugget sauce. So... I'm talking to my friend on Discord, because I think Discord was out at this point. I'm telling him this.
Nugget.
I'm telling him all this plan and how I really want Szechuan chicken sauce so much. And he's like, I don't know if I want to waste my time and money going out, because I don't have a job like you, Alex. I can't do this, man. I asked you once, but you said you were just too far away and busy. So I'm like, okay, backup plan. You know, again, me caring as much as I do, immediately go to my next friend and get him involved. So, my plans involved trying to get a lot of people to come with me, because again, I didn't really know what I was getting into, and I was just really fucking worried. I wanted as much backup as possible in case anything went wrong.
To fight off the hookers. Left 4 Dead style, back-to-back, like a baseball bat, some kind of makeshift tire, like tire gauntlets that I strapped to my hands.
Yes, pretty much. No, I was just... I was worried about, my biggest fear was just going there and not having enough money or something. Like, because there's no pricing placed anywhere. Because it seemed as, it's not like against the rules, but it seemed as like unlikable or whatever, I guess is the word I'm looking for. I think the fancy word I'm looking for. But they don't like it when you go around and spout out all the prices and everything. And you can actually haggle with them, too. You can talk about it and stuff. You can talk with them before you fuck them and everything. Like, the prices vary pretty much. Like, I didn't have a... I only had one estimate of how much it could be based off one guy's comment. And so I was going with that. So I was telling him about the plan, pricing everything out in my head, doing all this shit. I'm like, dude, buddy, we can do this shit. Trust me. It'll be fucking great. So, it takes me a long time, months to convince this guy to finally go with my plan. Now, like I mentioned with my, the Childhood Stories podcast, much like how I brought my stepbrother into bullshit, I just have this habit of bringing people into my schemes. I might as well be Rick or, like, Eddie from Ed, Ed and Eddie or something. So, I finally convinced him. We set the date for near the end of summer. It was, like, August, I think, of 2015? Yeah. I was planning it in 2014.
All of your trips. What's all up? Of your trips end up being in, like, the summer. Like, we went to see Japanese pop star Sensation Hatsune Miku.
That was
like,
in May. That wasn't summer yet. Yeah. It was still spring.
It's the start of summer.
June's, like, the start of summer, I thought. Because summer goes on until, like, middle of September. Summer's long.
It's, like, middle of May to the middle of September.
Well, either way, I still think it was spring, TBH. But what do I know? Fuck yeah, it was either. It was raining there like it was fucking spring. But,
anyway, back to the whores.
Back to the whores. The horrors of horrors. So, I 2014, through and then through the beginning of 2015, finally, like, it takes me months to finally convince him when we fucking set the date, buy our tickets, buy everything. We look up the website. The place was called Sherry's Ranch, with, like, an E. Which was funny.
Which is a little weird.
Because my aunt's name is Sherry. Yeah, it's weird. Like, when I tell my aunt, she's like, what's the place? It's like, Sherry's Ranch. And she just said, oh, god damn it. But
your aunt is weird.
Well, she's very
weird. A nice kind of weird. She sent me underwear in the mail.
Oh no, she had a weird moment earlier today where, okay, first off, weird thing my aunt likes to do. This podcast is just gonna go all over the place today. This is basically Noise Boys 4. Weird thing my aunt does, she likes to just sleep on the floor. Like, you know how I did that, but she does it out in the
so do you.
No,
you do it because your bed's too comfortable.
No. Yeah, well, yes, but I
don't
sleep.
Me, you fucker.
I sleep in my room. She sleeps out in the fucking family room out there, just on the floor. She'll like, Jasper will be sleeping on his dog bed, and just like across from her will be his, will be my aunt just laying on the floor asleep. So they're like tiptoe.
Is she passed out drunk?
No. She's just like, she has this exercise mat, and I'll admit it is very comfortable, and she just sleeps on that all the time now. So if I leave my room, I have to like tiptoe to the kitchen to get like a drink or like a snack, and then come back to my room without waking her up. It's so inconvenient. And like, whenever I would go to work, she would always be sleeping on the couch taking naps at like 8 p.m. She's like, oh, why'd you wake me up? I'm like, bitch, you're out in the living room. I gotta go to work. Sleep in your own room. It's just also a weird thing she did. I think my aunt is a little autistic because when I have these vitamin gummies that I eat because I don't have a nutritious diet. And she comes in, she's like, oh, can I have two? I'm like, yeah, sure. I'm like, no, make sure they're the same color. I'm like, sure, it doesn't matter, they're the same fucking flavor. You're like, yeah, but I want two of the same color. I'm like, whatever. She's a little autistic, ain't she? So, anyway, my aunt's dumb and stupid, and she has a dog. Okay, and her name is Sherry. There's the story of my aunt. So, we go to Sherry's Ranch, the website, when we're planning all this, and we're picking out what girl we want. Because they have all of them there. Well, no. Don't laugh or say anything stupid at me. Remember, this is a whorehouse. They're the product.
I know.
Like,
I know. It's just funny to me.
I know.
That there's like...
Like a menu.
Yeah, it's like a menu. Like, ooh, this one looks, like, finely tanned.
Ooh, I'm feeling this one tonight with a side of rice, please.
Jesus. Because she's Asian?
No, I was just thinking of a side. I think I only had, like, one Asian girl actually working there. No, they had, like, three. Never mind, I'm a fucking idiot. So, anyway. So we're taking a picture of the girls, and please don't call me sexist, because you gotta remember, this is a horror house. They want this. This is their job. In fact, I saw interviews of, not this horror house, but another one in Nevada, on the news last year, when I was at work, about one whore saying, they're asking, like, so why do you do this kind of job? She's like, well, I'd rather, you know, pay people to fuck me, or I'd rather have people pay me to fuck them than ever stock shelves at Walmart. And I'm on the couch, I'm like, yeah, fuck you too. This is what I did. So, yeah, remember, they do this, this is what they do. So don't be talking shit about me, because I'm just doing exactly what the purpose of this place is. So, we get our girls. I get this girl named Sharina Lee. Now, these are all fake names, by the way. It's a whorehouse. They all make fake names so people don't get weird stalkers and stuff. She's this older Asian lady, and she was fucking hot as hell and appealed directly to me what I wanted. And then my buddy gets this one lady who's just fucking awesome. Her fake name was Sassy Pants. See, he knows that I've told him this story before, and he loves that name. So, we'll get to them in a second. Let me get to the flight, because that has one good joke in it, too. So, finally the day comes. We set our schedules up, because you can actually look at, they list their schedules, so you can plan, like, when you want to come and meet, like, your girl, you know?
You can plan when you want to come.
Yeah, and you can see, like, when they're working. So, like, we planned it to make sure that my girl and his girl were both working on the same day so we can get there out in one weekend, you know? I didn't need to take vacation time or anything. I went on one of my work weekends when he was off school, because he's in college. So, like, we head on out there. This was right after my 21st birthday. This was, like, my celebration, because you have to be 21 to go there. Their next-door neighbor, in order to compete with them, lowered their age to only need to be 18 and up. To use that place. That's how they compete. Weird, ain't it?
That's kind of fucked up.
Well, I mean, 18 is the legal age to have sex, Tad.
I know, but it's just a weird way to compete by lowering the age limit.
I mean, they lower the age limit and to still be legal, though. Yeah, it's dumb. But they're legitimately right next door, too. Like, when we drove it, as the driver said, he's like, yep, there are stones, throw away. Do you ever actually throw stones? Yeah, sometimes. I did that just to be like a smartass, but I guess he won up to me, so it was funny. So we go to the airport, getting ready, and he's like really scared because he's my friend, and I'm worried about him. Long story short, he's not gonna like me hearing this, but a lot of us didn't have that much faith in him. We were all worried about him, just being a nerd. See. I'm a dick. I don't care about anything, as we've established earlier. I was pretty fine with whatever I was doing, as long as I wasn't alone. That's all I needed. I am literally the abusive relationship. I am Rick. As long as I have my Morty, I'm okay. So, my Morty over here is getting scared and nervous, much like Mortys do. And I'm like, oh my god, like, dude, relax, it'll be fine. The girls are nice. Like, if you had a whorehouse, you need to have great PR skills. I mean, come on, right? And he's like, no, but, dude, this is the first time I've ever flown alone on a plane. And I'm like, oh, my fucking God. Like, oh, that's what he's scared of, huh?
I flew alone on a plane when I was about 8 years old to go visit my dad in Florida. And I remember it because, like, the flight attendant's name was Barbie. I literally sat there on a plane. I played Pokemon Crystal. And then, like, I went and hung out with my dad and saw Sting.
I flew alone, like, when I was a teenager, first moved to Colorado to visit family back in Chicago for, like, a holiday or something. You know, in retrospect, why the fuck did I go alone when the rest of my family didn't? Whatever, fuck him, fuck him, they suck. So, we're all worried about him, me and my other friends. We're not, like, it's not like we don't, like him or anything. It's not like we have no faith in him. We're just concerned because we know he has a fragile ego. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
We're just worried that, like, if it doesn't go perfect, it might as well not go at all.
Because, like, everyone has that friend where you're like, we're friends with you. Don't, like, make this a whole huge thing. Like, stop being so incredibly self-conscious, my dude. Just, you're good. You're good. Just stop it.
You're good. We don't care if you're good or not in this game. Just fucking do it.
Yeah, like, we're friends. I'm
not going to leave you because you fed bot lane, kid. Relax.
Exactly. Literally that. That person who, like, he'll lose in a game, get real fucking mad, and just, like, assume that all of his friends are going to, like, hate him now. It's like, calm the fuck down. Like, it's a video game. Stop. Stop it.
Bitch, if we were gonna leave when you fed in bot lane, we wouldn't be friends with any of each other now, would we? But
anyway, as you were saying.
As I was saying. So we're just worried. We're friends and we're concerned that our friend will have a bad time. And I'm worried the most. Now, contrary to what my opinion was earlier, you're thinking, wait, why would Alex care about anyone else? Because I was really worried that if anything went wrong, I would never hear the end of it for the rest of my time of being alive. The rest of my life, I would just constantly hear about, hey, Alex, remember that trip you fucked up with your buddy? And I'd be like, ah, crap. Like, great, I had to deal with this today. I was just so worried about myself, like usual. So, we get there. I had a list of fears at the airport. We finally meet up, and I don't remember if I told him my list of fears, but I had like four. One, getting lost in the airport came true. Two. Luckily, we called the driver and we got to the right exit and everything. But two, it being super expensive. Three. My friend having a bad time, and then four, my biggest fear of all. This one was actually worse than my friend not having a good time. This one is what I consider the most asshole move that could ever happen. It is that I could afford it and he couldn't. There would legitimately be nothing else that destroyed me inside than if I brought him to the whorehouse just for him to not be able to afford it. I would have felt like the biggest pile of shit. Because it would have been entirely my fault. I brought him over here just to waste his time. And only for myself. It was one of the few times where I ever genuinely felt bad for another human being.
Or would have. We'll never know because it never actually happened.
Yeah, luckily that didn't happen. But man, oh, was I fucking worried. So, hey, I can feel bad for other people. Much like Rick, just sometimes. I make myself sound like way more evil than I am. Okay, so... So we finally get there, we get to the car, we talk about like how we just mentioned earlier, where we're talking to the driver about the pricing, or about why it's legal and everything. It's only legal in some counties in Nevada, too, and like two or three. Like, and it's not legal in Vegas, which is funny, you'd think it would be.
Well, because Vegas is more of a family place now.
Yeah, but they're trying to get their Vegas out of Vegas. I remember that from one of the fucking drivers, what the driver said to me on the way back. But we finally get there. We get there. Actually, I was really close to my estimate. I think we were like 10 minutes off of my estimate when we were going to get there. We pretty much just us getting lost in the airport added 10 extra minutes. We got there. I met my girl. We talked a bit. She gave me her price. Like, we were just talking a little bit. I didn't talk too much because I just kind of wanted to just like finally, holy shit, let's just get this over with. I'm fucking time. And I'm still kind of worried about like the pricing and everything. She didn't tell me yet. So she tells me the price. Because you can either pay for like one session or you can pay for the night unlimited sex. And I spit my drink. If I had a drink, I would have spit it out. When she told me the price for that, I was like, holy shit. Oh god, fear number three. We're in way over our fucking heads, aren't we? Oh god, what have I done? What have I done? It's all over. So I just outright tell her my entire story. Now we're just two losers who work at like that. I work at Walmart and he's just some loser. We're both losers about this whole thing. And she's like, oh, okay, that's fine. Like, okay, then you can pay this much. I'm like, oh, thank fucking Christ.
Like, well, okay, I gotta know, how much was it?
It was, I think, like 900.
Woo!
Yeah, and I was like, woo! So I texted Gutsu. Fuck. I texted my buddy, and you cut that out. I texted my buddy that, and hey, that's what the power of editing is for, baby.
No one here is even gonna know who he is. Anyone listening?
Editing powers. So I text my friend after hearing that bitch slap of a price, and I'm like, oh god, holy fuck. And he responds to me with the thing that made me fear number four. He said in all caps, I don't have that kind of money. And I said, oh god, what have I done? It's like, what have I done? It's like that when the villain looks over at the world and realizes he fucked up and has like the change of heart at the last minute of a movie. I was like, oh my god, what have I done? It's like, you know, the Prince of Egypt, when they're singing the plague song and he's walking down like Egypt as like the meteors are raining down? That's how I felt inside. I was like, this was my home. All this pain and devastation, how it tortures me inside. All the people, all the innocents who suffer from your stubbornness and pride. I'm like, oh god, what have I done? So as I'm having this moral dilemma, I go and I pay for my thing. Now, I just turned 21 at this time, so I didn't have a full-on 21 ID yet. I had a temporary ID, and they're like, ooh, you just turned 21. Ooh, what are we going to do with this? Hey, is this still, like, good? I'm like, that should be good. I even talked to the guys. They said it was good. Like, yeah, it should be good, but do you have any other form of identification? And I'm thinking, like, well, let's see. I guess I have these other cards. She's like, what's that card? I'm like, oh, this is my Walmart employee discount card. She's like, oh, yeah, that'll be good. And so she scans that to see that I'm an employee at Walmart and I, you know, am currently that age. She's like, yeah, you're good. And I'm like, well, thanks, Walmart. So I do my girl. It was nice. I'm not going to go into it because that would just be weird. Like, this isn't TNA. Come on. So I do it. We have fun. She was nice. But through the entire time, I was worried. Because I just kept thinking, this was my home. All the innocents who suffer from your stubbornness and pride. I just kept thinking, there's no way I can afford that. I'm like, what have I done? I was half tempted to stop and just say, give me a second to pay my friend and I'll be right back. But she was really nice and she's like, relax, he'll be fine. If he just tells you the same story, if he tells his girl the same story he told me, he'll be fine. He'll be right, just relax. And she was super nice. And I'm like, you know what? She's right. Let's just do this. So we do it. It was fun. And as soon as I'm done, I'm like, awesome. I get dressed. I leave. And I'm like, all right, gotta go save my friend. So I fast walk to like, they have like a bar. That's where he's at right now. But then the hostess, because there's like a lady who owns the place, comes and she's like, so how'd you have, like, did you have fun? And I'm like, yeah, sure. Great. I need to fucking talk to my friend. And she's like, I can tell you had fun. Look how much you're smiling. I'm like, bitch, this is nervous laughter. I'm worried my friend's good. I'm worried. I just ruined everything. So. So I went in. I Kramer slide over. I'm like, you good? He's like, I'll be fine, Alex. You relax. I'm like, really? Because you didn't sound so fine 15 like an hour and a half ago. And he's like, he pats me on the chest. He's like, relax. I got this. And I'm like, bitch, you fucking better. So I just fucking Kramer slide back out. I go back to our room. And at this time, I just sat in the room for, like, waiting for him to, you know, finish. Because I went first, I guess, for whatever reason. I don't know why. That was just the times we had. So he goes with Sassy Pants to go fuck her. It's a great name. I fucking love it. Everyone loves it.
I love Sassy Pants.
She's fucking great. I'll tell you her story in a second, too. She's fucking great. So I'm sitting there. I'm waiting, like, man, I hope Gutsu's I hope my friend is all right. Thinking there. And I'm just waiting for him. I pull out my PS Vita and I start playing J-Stars Victory Versus, which was just came out into America at the time. So I'm sitting there playing this game, and I took an hour and a half, you know, proud of that. That's pretty good time. And I'm waiting there for like an hour and a half. I'm like, I figured he's going to take like an hour or two, maybe. I'm sitting there playing my game, looking at the clock, turn on the TV, watch some Big Bang Theory because it was on TV at the time.
Laugh track.
Yeah, laugh track ensues. And I'm waiting. The 2 hour mark hits. And I start getting worried. And I'm like, man, I hope he's okay in there. I hope he's not, like, in the corner crying his eyes out or something. Like, when you don't know, like, please, you can call me an asshole all you want, but when you have that, like, image of him, and then you don't know what's happening, your mind starts, you get fearful. The worst fear is the fear of the unknown. We all know
I
that.
I remember you texting me.
Because I was like, fucking scared!
During this. I remember you texting me this, and I'm like at work, not doing my job, like sitting in the like shed.
Oh, someone's lawnmowing outside. Oh, whatever.
Can you close the window?
It is closed. It's a loud lawnmower. Oh, well.
I heard it, but it's not that bad.
So as you're saying...
I remember you like texting me for an hour about all this. I'm like, oh, geez. Oh, man, this is... It's a situation, all right.
Because I'm
and
so
I remember just
head.
Having the, the biggest grin on my face. I'm like, oh, because someone asked me who was texting me on my phone, because I think this was actually during my lunch break, and I'm like, don't worry about it, my man. And I had this huge grin on my face, imagining this whole thing playing out. Because you texted me like, yeah, I'm just in the room after watching Seinfeld.
No, that's what I was just thinking, like, Seinfeld.
I can hear. Whoa, like, oh man, your best friend went to a. He went to a whorehouse? What's he up to? I'm sure he's getting up to a whole bunch of shenanigans. Then you're just laying on your bed playing a weeb game with
boo. But yeah, I'm worried for my friend, like, yeah, I'm texting you, my other two friends, I'm texting everybody. Because I'm scared. And because it's taking really long time. It's taking a really long time. Like, after like 2.5 hour hits, I'm like, holy fuck, the bar's gonna be closed soon, we didn't eat dinner yet. I'm fucking hungry, where the hell is this bastard? So now I'm not worried anymore, I'm just fucking starving. So I go to the hostess lady, and I'm like, is he like okay, did anything happen, is everything fine? And she's like, oh yeah, let me check. She looks over to the side, she goes, yeah, everything's good. And I'm like, now hold up a minute. I'm thinking, did you see us doing this? And but I didn't say anything. And I'm just thinking, like, hold up a minute. Let me wrap my head around that whole situation right there. Okay, I'm good. So I go back to my room after just accepting the fact that I was probably being spied on. I think they were just listening to make sure you don't do anything awful.
I imagine there's like a thing, like they could press a button or something that will give them a signal, like, hey, this dude's getting like. This dude's getting real crazy.
Yeah. They have to for like a safety measure. Those things, like, I'm pretty sure they don't watch you, but I'm 100% certain, and I know for a fact they do listen. They listen to make sure they want to hear the price that you pay, of course, because you know they get the fucking money. Like the girls get like half. That's how it works. That's why girls try to charge a lot, because they don't actually get that much out of it.
That's actually a pretty good system for them. I imagine they aren't getting paid a minimum wage, or they might be like they might be paid like waitresses.
They're purely based on the commission that they pay.
Nice.
So
I'm sorry. Nice.
So yeah, and like what they do is some of them don't even live there. Like Sassy, they come out there and stay there for like in their rooms for like a few weeks and work and then go back home. They just come out there to make money and then leave. Some live in the area, some don't. But anyway, so. I go back to my room just kind of thinking, like, okay, well, they say he's fine. So I'm sitting there watching Seinfeld, tapping my fingers. He finally comes back after, like, 3 fucking hours. And I'm like, the fuck happened to you? And he just has this big smile on my face, and in his face, he's like, oh, you know, nothing special, just had fun. And I'm just like, well, at least you had a good time. Whatever. So then he tells me about his girl. Now, I didn't talk to Lee that much because I was, again, this was my home. I was just so worried about everything. Because if anything went wrong, it'd be my fault. If anything went wrong, I'd never hear the end of it. And if anything went wrong, I would feel really, really bad. Because it's my own adventure here. I planned everything out. It's all my idea. I bought all this shit. Like, I did everything here. I bought the room. Like, I did all this stuff. And if it went bad, it'd just all blow up in my face. I'd feel like the biggest idiot on the planet. But, it went well, I guess. He was telling me about Sassy Pants. Now, Sassy, I'll tell you what, like, I know Lee is this older Asian lady who had this really cute moment. And she's like, I know I'm older than most other girls. I'm like, well, I picked it because you're older. I really like that. And she's like, oh, but I don't look old still, right? Like, I'm still good. Like, I'm still hot, right? And I'm like, yes, you're fine. Like, it was really funny. But
I believe that's Moe.
Moe, yeah. It was cute. It's also funny that she's, like, way older than me, but she's, like, way shorter than me because I'm a fucking giant. So I'm fucking 6'3".
You're taller than I am. You're, like, 4. You're, like, 5 feet or inches taller than I am.
I'm 5 feet taller than you. Like, I'm a literal giant motherfucker. Feet 5'4", am I right? So I didn't do that much with my girl and talk to her that much because, again, I was scared and worried about my friend. How dare I? So then he's telling me about Sassy. Now, they spent hours mostly talking as opposed to actually just fucking, which explains where all that time went that I was waiting to eat. I never ate.
So what were they talking about?
Here's the funny thing. Well, first off, I never got to eat dinner that night. Second off, here's what they were talking about. So Sassy Pants is actually really young. She's in her 20s. So she's not that much older than we are. So, and she kind of acts like that. So the thing with Sassy is that they were talking about video games for like hours. Because that bitch plays a lot of video games. And Bitch, she showed him her amiibo collection.
And this was just when amiibos came out, so they were the hot shit.
Yeah, yeah. She used to play a lot of World of Warcraft, but stopped playing when Mr. Pandaria came out because it looked stupid. So she's got... Ooh. Boom! Even a whore doesn't want to play your game, Blizzard.
You hear that sound? Ooh, I hear it. Sounds like shots getting fired. Pow, pow.
She used to play on WoW private servers, so you know that...
Did she ever meet Thanar?
No, I don't think she played on roleplay servers. But you know that bitch has good taste. So... They were just talking about all this shit. She loves playing Smash Brothers. She loves Lucina because she liked playing Marth in Melee. And then when they made a girl Lucina, she's like, fuck yeah, sign me up. She has 100%ed every one of those Lego games that's come out. And she took pictures of every time she did. And she was showing my friend like she was so proud of herself. This bitch is my friends all said, dude, she sounds bae as fuck. Nah. So... They were just pretty, like, okay, there's a lot of things you can pay for at the whorehouse. Again, there's a sex menu. I'm not kidding, by the way. When I said there's like a food menu, there is, for sex. One of the things...
Is it kind of like Dan's story when he went, when he was accosted by the nicest Yakuza, and you could just, like, go to a blowjob parlor, and it's more economic to get the more time deal, because it was like $15 or like $25 for 30 minutes.
Kinda. You can pay for weird shit. I don't remember everything off the top of my head, but you can buy, like a session of bondage play, you can buy foot worship, and you can also buy this one thing called the girlfriend treatment.
Now, oh my god.
Now, you know exactly what it is. It is basically a fake date. You just, you know, you hang out and you just talk to each other, you date, pretty much. But you never deal anything else because it's just, you know, it's just a date. And then you can fuck him afterwards, but that's a separate thing you pay for, too. I know in Australia, which has brothels too, they're legal. That's, like, the most popular thing there, apparently. Not so much in this place, though, because this is Nevada, this is America, they don't give a shit about that stuff. But, yeah, that's what... So, basically, my buddy got that for free, as she described it, because they were just talking. You know, they didn't actually set anything up for that, but they just ended up talking, like, about all this fun stuff. So, she just said, like, hey, you just pretty much got the girlfriend treatment for free. Congratulations, I guess. So, he got a good deal, but, So, she was telling these stories about how, like, the payment works there. Like, here's the thing. If you guys ever go there, if you take the complimentary taxi service, like, to and from there, that actually does add on to the price. They just don't tell you that. That's
how they got you.
That's how they got us with that 900, is because, like, I saw people in the comments, like, it only cost me 500, and one guy said 600. I'm like, interesting. So the reason mine was more is because we got the free service.
So it was 900 in total?
Well, it was for me. I don't know. I don't remember what he paid off the top of my head. I know he paid her and then tipped her anyway. I'm like, why did you do that? You almost made it, man. You almost got out of there scot-free. But I also said that not to be rude to her, because Sassy was an amazing person. I would just say that because he kept telling me he has no job and he doesn't have the money for this. Why would he then tell me I just spent even more money? I'm like, I was worried. I'm just concerned, okay? So, she's telling me about all this stuff. The weirdest thing she's done, she mentioned, was that she did this thing, fucking Christ, it was like, I think off the top of my head, it was called like spaghetti time, where they fucked covered in spaghetti sauce. No, this wasn't my friend.
All I can see in my mind, all I can see is like the fucking sprite of Papyrus with his eyes like flipping the fuck out, like flying all over the place.
This was before Undertale.
Spaghetti time.
Spaghetti time. No, but she did this with someone else, not my friend. This is a story she told my friend of spaghetti time where they fucked in spaghetti sauce. And I'm like, holy shit. So he's telling me all this stuff. She's fucking fantastic. She's hilarious. Bitch, she showed him her amiibo collection. And they had a really great time.
It's like Griffin's Amiibo Corner, where you see how many can you fit this amiibo in your mouth? Yes or no?
What?
It's a thing. I'll show you later.
Okay. So after that's all said and done, here's the bad part of the story. So we didn't know what Nevada looked like. So my friend and I bought our tickets, not to just go there and drive back immediately. We stayed there a night, and we also stayed the next day so we can go out and, like, do something. We didn't know Nevada was a wasteland. We didn't know that whorehouse was legitimately out in the middle of nowhere. Like, if we tried to walk anywhere, we probably would have died. Like, it was
Is there, like, a Chili's? Or, like, a David Buster's?
They weren't in a town, Tad. They were off, like, they were off, I want to say off-road, but they were out there. Remember, Tad, I don't think Nevada has towns. I think Nevada is just Vegas, and, like, you played New Vegas, right? How there's just, like, scrapyard places where people just kind of squat in. I think that's what the Nevada looks like in real life, actually. Because that's what it felt like out there, man. But we were basically just stranded. So the second day... I'm getting ahead of myself. So that night, after everything was said and done, we're out there, we fucked our girls, we didn't eat because he took so goddamn long, and I'm hungry and a little aggravated about that. We watched some fucking Big Bang Theory and or Seinfeld, whatever was on it that night, and we drift off to sleep. Now, I was still on my night schedule, so me going to sleep at 8 p.m. was still kind of weird for me. But I drift off to sleep, and I'm like, man, I didn't have to worry that much. Looks like this wasn't my home. This pain and devastation didn't torture me inside. So like, I drift off into sleep, and then I wake up at midnight, and I don't even look over. I don't even hear anything. I just open my eyes, and I say, God damn it, I was so close. We were so close to making it. Then I turn my head 90 degrees, and I see my friend in tears. And I'm like, God damn it, I was right all along. Oh, crap. God damn it. Fear number two, or whichever one I numbered it. You know, fuck me. We were so close. What have I done? So he's sad, not because he lost his virginity to a whore. I was worried that he would be sad about the action, you know, the act itself, you know? But I guess I just don't know my friend enough. He was sad that... I don't even want to say it. Fuck. He was sad that he's not going to find a girl as perfect as her ever. Because remember, they talked for hours, and she was, as everyone ever described, as the story to has mentioned, she was bae as fuck. And he was so sad because she felt like she was legitimately the perfect girlfriend material. And I had to be, you know, pessimistic me and tell him the truth of the situation. That doesn't matter if she's a whore, Gutsu. You legitimately cannot feel this way, dude. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, you gotta understand this whole situation that, like, you paid a whore to fuck her, and even if you do, like, because she is still a human being, even if you like her for who she is, like, at the end of the day, you can't ever fall in love with a whore, man. It doesn't work that way. And if you really want a girl like her, then just go look for one. There's plenty of girls like her that like games and are stupid nerds, too. They might not be as hot as Sassy, but, like, there's plenty of them to pick from. It's not always about looks and shit. I give them this whole spiel.
Or you just get fit. You listen to Swole Quest, and you the heaviest thing you can possibly lift are your own feels.
But I just told him, like none of that stuff matters, because, like, I'm just trying to make him feel better, and really, looks don't matter, guys. You shouldn't be looking just for looks. Like, from the guy who went to a whorehouse, it's not always about that. If you want a relationships and sex are two different things. Remember that, all right? Don't mix them together. So, my friend's crying, I pet him on the back, we make up, he feels better, and I think it worked, I made him feel good, everything worked out just fine. We wake up the next day, now here's where that great ending of the story is ruined, because we're stuck in the desert, with nowhere to go, because like I said, I don't think there are towns in Nevada, so we don't have a car, remember, we took the service to get out here, so we can't just pay the guy to take us everywhere else, we just spent a lot of money on fucking whores. So... we spend all, like, 16 hours of that daytime on our beds watching the Seinfeld marathon that was on.
Literally sounds like a Seinfeld episode.
Pretty much. Like, what did you guys do with the
whorehouse? And then I slide in through the door like, hey, Alex, what's up? Guess who else is here? I'm going to need your mattress. I'm going to jump off the roof.
No, you open the door, guess who? And the crowd like cheers and starts clapping. Like, woo, exactly. He's here! And you slick your hair back, give a little, like, finger gun to the camera, and you're like, well, you'll never believe what I went through getting here, guys. Check this out. You pull out, like, your bag of fun little tricks of your fun episodes. Oh, man. Yeah, we just sat there all day watching Seinfeld. Now, here's the thing. Now, I'm not at fault for this one. It was his idea to stay 2 days and not just one. I wanted to hit it and quit it and go home, because that's just who I am. But he's like, no, dude, we gotta stay there. It'll be easier for the airport and the travel time, and, like, we can probably do something. Like, maybe there's a movie theater or somewhere to eat out there. Man, how little we knew about Nevada. People who live out in Nevada, I'm so sorry. People who live out in Nevada outside of Vegas, how do you live out there? Oh my god, it's just sand. It's nothing but sand, so, Tad.
So besides Seinfeld, what else did you do? What was the remainder of your trip?
Watching The Big Bang Theory, playing that video game, talking about Sassy Pants, because he just kept telling me stories that they talked to him for 3 hours, remember? And then, like, I was just spend the second day pretty much just making sure he was okay and wasn't going to burst into tears again. And everything worked out pretty fine, actually. Outside of a couple of my fears coming true, they didn't actually hamper the trip too much. We had a great time. I would highly recommend going to Sherry's Ranch. Just be careful of the pricing. It is a little pricey. Very great people there. Their food was pretty nice. The place is a little small, but that's fine. It looks nice enough. You know, like, it doesn't need to be a fucking mansion here. It's a fucking whorehouse. You're going there for what you want, you know?
Doesn't... I mean, I assumed it was like a real fancy place. It's got nice cushions, gold trim, shit like that, like a chandelier.
The walk-in area, when you first walk in the doors, they spruce it up, and I'm like, man, you guys are trying to make it look real fancy in here, ain't you? Like,
and then it just turns into like a government office when you get outside of the foyer.
No, it's got cubicles. It's like, you know those one floor story, like those ranch kind of like houses, you know? It's just like that. It's like hallways full of the rooms where the girls are to fuck, you know? It's like, it's what you expect pretty much. It's not the Playboy mansion. It's just a nice little whorehouse. And it was nice there. I like the place. The rooms that you stay in aren't anything special, but 9 out of 10 times, the driver told us this. On the way back home, like, I'm surprised you guys stayed 2 days. Most people just, you know, come and go. I'm used to driving people back and forth. And I look at my friend, I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of sad we stayed 2 days, too. We were kind of bored out of our skulls, weren't we? And he's just like, uh-huh. Like he knows he's at fault, motherfucker. You know what you did. But
and like I said before, you smacked him with a rolled-up newspaper.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, bad. How dare you waste my time? How dare you make me worry about your feelings and then make me bored? Shame on you, man.
Yeah, so this episode's a little bit shorter than the normal ones.
I mean, 47 minutes is pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, that was like the average when we first started, I think. And then they started getting too long.
Mm-hmm.
But this was a few years ago.
This was back in 2015. This is when we did this whole thing. We planned it in 2014 through and then went on 2015 itself. That's when we did all of this.
Definitely, I didn't want to do it in a Noise Boys, because it deserved its own episode.
Oh yeah, it's a great story. And, like, the whole thing was kind of fun, you know, despite me being worried about, you know, all this pain and devastation. It was great. And if any of you, for whatever reason, are 21 and want to hit up a whorehouse, I would highly recommend Sherry's Ranch. Great place, very nice people. And they respected the fact that, like, I even told the hostess, like, my whole story, where I was like, oh man, we got way over our heads. This shit was expensive as fuck, dude. Like, we're just some kids, man. And she's like, it's fine, I understand. Like, I think she even said, like, this happens a lot. I would imagine, you know? I would imagine a bunch of weird, stupid people like us go on a buddy comedy movie across the fucking desert to get laid.
Like, if you would have taken a car, it would have been a Hollywood movie.
It really would have been.
All right, so that's where we'll end this one here.
All right, sweet.
Let's do our plugs, and then we got a little Patreon thingy at the very end. All right, so, you know, you can find the show on YouTube. Channel names Let Me Tell You About. You can find us, also do Revival there, which is a D&D podcast that I do.
That no one listens to. And
you know what, Alex? Fuck
you. You have like 70 views. We have thousands on the other podcast episodes, but you still keep going at it. Just remember, you know, I'm always right.
Shut up, Alex. You can find Revival and Let Me Tell You About on iTunes, Google Play. You can find us on Twitter at Let Me Tell You PD. We've got an email, which sometimes people send us wacky shit in. It's Let Me Tell You About @gmail.com. That's 3 T's because it wouldn't fit in Gmail if it was just Let Me Tell You About. We have a Patreon that we set up.
Why didn't you name it Let Me Tell You About Q&A?
We have a Patreon set.
Yeah, see, Ted, I'm always right. I'm telling you.
We have a question here from Ben, and it's kind of fitting. I didn't think about how this would fit before, but it's for me and Alex. Mm-hmm. It's he poses this this question here. Would you rather sleep in a bed with 2 dead cats or 20 live mice? Keep in mind, the dead cats have been decomposing for a little bit, and you can't kill any of the mice, or you'll be attacked by the others. Which are the two, Alex?
The dead cats. Because you could put them to the side, and you at least know they're not going to move and curl up your butt or bite your dick when you're sleeping. They're dead. See, they're not doing anything. They're bothering you. It's gross, but the other one's gross and uncertainty.
I mean, 20 live mice. I'm always right. Okay. Well, here's what I'm thinking. 20 live mice. Dead cats. That's gross. They've been decomposing. That's a bad stonk. And there's like nasty. Like that's gonna soak into your sheets. 20 live mice. I'm under the impression mice. Okay, so mice are like white, clean rab mice.
They're gonna
like
shit they're everywhere lab. Still, Tad.
I mean, they're gonna poop everywhere. Of course, that's probably gonna get on me. But like, I can wash the sheets. It's hard to wash dead things out of your bed sheets. Trust me, I know this.
You can still buy new sheets, though.
I know, but here's the other thing. It's 20 live mice. You could just like close your eyes and pretend they're like kittens. You know, there's just a bunch of little warm bodies with fur running all over you.
Have you felt a mouse crawl on you?
No, because I don't live in squalor.
I have. They have sharp little claws. They feel like little teeny tiny like needle taps crawling on your fucking skin. No. I'm going with the dead stuff.
Okay. Well, consider this. The night's over. You get your $1 million or whatever, and probably like $10 and like a can of fucking Schlitz. How do you dispose of 2 dead cats without people being like, what the fuck are you doing? You can't just put them in your garbage.
Yes, you can.
We will continue this discussion as I convince him that 20 live mice are in fact better than 2 dead decomposing cats.
I will just say, my pets died. Into the bin they go.
I will prove you wrong. But for now, we'll see you guys next week.